Hello. Sam's here.
This is Janine. I'm here.
Hi, Janine.
Hey, this is Lawrence.
Hello, Lawrence.
How close are we to quorum? Anyone knows?
I can only say about half an hour, 45 minutes. I can't stay for the whole meeting.
No, I said, how close are we to quorum to start the meeting?
I believe we're the only three people on this call right now.
Thank you. I have to charge my phone, so I can't take it with me. But I have to go and bring some things in from the car, the groceries. So I'm going to go do a little bit of that while we wait.
Okay, who's speaking?
It's James.
Oh, hi, James. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Lawrence, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. For quorum, I'm just wondering. I thought I.
You don't need a quorum. You don't need
okay.
a quorum.
Thank you.
Heidi, everybody. I sent the wrong telephone number with the email. I'm so sorry. So I sent the correct one again. how do we have anybody here? I heard Lawrence.
We had James. He just stepped away for a moment, and myself and you.
Okay. I'm going to resend the telephone number because I made a mistake, and I did the wrong number.
Nancy, a subcommittee doesn't need one, so just to let you know.
Let me see. Okay. Hurry up and send the right number. Did you look at the proposed agenda, and if you have something that you want to add that's much more important, sort of be thinking so we can decide what we're going to do.
I can only stay to 6, which is, I think, 8 o'clock your time, because I have another meeting.
Oh. Okay. You can only stay to 6 p.m. Central? Is that what you're saying?
No, 6 p.m. East, Pacific.
Pacific time. Okay.
I'm not sure who has the minutes that you're referring to in the agenda.
Oh, I think I was supposed to make the minutes because I think you had to leave or you were leaving. I forgot what happened. So I have written minutes, but I cannot find them. So I have to listen to the audio and do it again. Not such a good idea. That is hard. So now I'm not going to try to be detailed and just get the main points because I've got too many minutes piling up. Oh, I got to stop talking. work on this. Oh, I think the text would be faster. Yeah, let me do it by text.
Well, how about we say we give it about another 3 minutes because it's already 5:40.
I was so busy with KPFD's program changes, trying to get it together for a press release, somebody else to write the press release. Oh, it's awful. We sound like a commercial radio station now. And usually we have parts at the top of the hour, just before like 57, you know, the hour plus 57 minutes and then 58 minutes. We have 58, 59, those 2 minutes just before the hour. But now it's like all through the programming. It's like 1 minute later, another card. 3 minutes later, another card. 6 minutes later, another card. 12 minutes later, another card. 9 minutes later, another card. I mean, it's just many, many cards that are like really short. And then he's got a chorus of women. I don't know where he bought that or had it fixed. KPFD! It's just a chorus of women. It's just a station ID with, I mean, it sounds like a commercial radio station. And he took off 4 hours of public affairs every day and added 4 hours of music. So we have 19 hours of music and 5 hours of public affair, Monday through Thursday. Oh, I don't know how the other stations are doing. Maybe Washington is similar. I've got to look at what they're doing now. I haven't been able to sleep very much since this whole week. Programmers are upset. Some of them, I'm afraid, are going to they're just going to give up and leave, you know, not do anything.
This is James. I'm still here. How are we doing on the quorum?
Well, we can just start because it's 7:41. I sent the wrong number in the email, you know, with the proposed agenda. So I just texted the correct number to everybody. They can come if they want.
Do we have a quorum?
Well, usually task force.
We don't need quorum for task force.
This was billed as a subcommittee. It's now a task force.
Well, we voted.
It's the same thing. The same thing.
We voted.
Just a different name.
Yeah, task force, because Alan Beek found in the bylaws, and I found what he was looking at, that a subcommittee cannot make another, I mean, a committee cannot.
Yeah, I remember that now, yeah.
Yeah. So we called it a task force, and we don't really need a quorum. And I made a proposed agenda, but, I mean, I'm welcome. Whoever comes here, us, we can make something that we feel more appropriate in order or something different.
Okay, I've got one more bag of groceries I have to bring in, so I'm going to do that. You guys do what you want.
Bring it in. Bring it in. Janine, how
well,
do you
we
feel
only
about
have we only have Lawrence for another 15 minutes, so we're at four people right now, and we'll be to three after we lose him. And I'm not
yeah.
really a member.
But you're the officer in charge.
Right, but I'm just saying that after he leaves, it'll be down to two people. So I'm just wondering.
That's okay. We're very smart. We can get something done.
We wanted to proceed.
I'll kind of bring you up to speed what we've been talking about in the governance committee. There's this one thing that was time sensitive, and it still can be done, but it can be left over for the next year. But it's got to be by membership vote to extend the LSB from 3 years to 4 years. And that would save money because it's having two elections, which are about $100,000 each in 3 years, it'd be changed to having two elections in 4 years. So we'd be saving money and we would get move the elections to odd number years, so there's less conflict with state and federal elections. And also, it would, what was the third point? Move to odd, save money. Oh, yeah, and give an extra year to the LSB term before it ends, so you know, more mature, more experienced. So nobody seemed to object to that, but it has to be done with a membership vote, and we're going to have a membership, an LSB election this year, so it can be done this year, but doesn't look like it because it needs a 30 days after the PMB decides to do it. It needs a 30 days of notice, and after 30 days, all the LSBs vote on it. And if we do it this, like really quick this time, it can make it because the ballots go out August 15th. But it may be just too much. We still have time to do it next year. But we have
I'm sorry, Matthew.
Huh?
I mean, you keep adding things and adding things to, and the notice date already passed. It's just, you know.
Let me finish my sentence, okay? Because you know about this, but Janine does not.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so we have to make sure that we don't vote to extend our own terms. So this is a probably could happen 2025 election, and then they would be elected for 4 years. And the 2027 election, they would be elected for 4 years. So we have to do kind of earlier so that we don't vote or to extend our own election. So next year we could do it, but we should not do it like 2024 because people – will be elected 2024. Oh, I don't know. I have to think it out. Anyway, you have to do it early so that we don't extend our own terms because that's a way we could get sued. And that happened in 2013 that PNB decided to extend their PNB term by a little longer. So then we got sued in 2016 by Chandra Hoffman and Yiki. I forgot his name. Somebody named Leakey or Yiki. And it was and then Bill Crozier supported that lawsuit against Pacifica. And then when he became ID, he was suing Pacifica and he was ID. It was really crazy. Anyway, that was one thing. And then when we discussed it, Eileen Rosen wanted to have PMB extension, too, you know, not just 1 year. And so I was thinking, you know, we should discuss these things. And I sent an email to all the boards to discuss it among themselves because maybe we should have two separate referendum about this, you know, so in case one people don't like and the other, like they like the extension of the LSB, but they don't like the extension of PNB. So it won't fail because one didn't like one part of it. So if we divide it up and let the people, the members vote on it, one may pass, and then the other may pass or may not pass. So he'll save money. And then I put something about the Carol, the secretary. Christina Hudgens, the LSB chair at KPFA. She's not letting. She's announcing that she's making up these rules that people in governance, even from other stations, cannot do public comment. So Lawrence and James Sagerton and myself, we could not get on the public comment time of their LSB. And Carol was sending me emails saying that if I write in the chat, she'll remove me from the meeting. And maybe she did that to Lawrence, too. So, I mean, we need some rules because the chat is just like people just talking to each other in the room. It's not the official meeting.
I'm wondering if we can, I'm a little concerned that, you know, when Lawrence leaves, there's only going to be two members on this call.
Well,
and
three.
So I'm wondering if I can leave the line open and Lawrence, when will you be done with your other call?
Oh, I don't know. So I might be done at 9 Pacific time.
So that's 3 hours.
Yeah. Maybe 2 hours. I know these union people like to talk a lot, so.
Okay, so is this part of a Pacifica thing too?
No. This is union negotiations with the county. No.
Okay.
But you don't have to, don't hold anything up on account of me.
Well,
you guys roll with it.
We're only going to have two members of the committee on the call. You know what I mean? So it gets a little tricky.
It's just a task force. We're not going to be voting on anything. Lawrence, before you leave, can you say what you think we should be talking about tonight? I also put the investigative committee.
You should probably talk about that. And you should definitely talk about how you're going to iron out, the tenure issue, because that was referred to you guys. And what else? So there's a fair campaign provision violation. So you may want to discuss fair campaign provisions in regards to the email that was sent out with a false claim of endorsements. So, and then the email, the amount of emails that could be sent out in regards to the referendum has been violated as well. So I put a motion forward for tomorrow's PNB. I think James probably saw it.
Okay,
I can send it to regarding the fair campaign provisions violation.
Good. Wow. Is it possible that we could get the NES to look and check at Jonathan Logan's chart of comparison, and that she could make sure that it's correct and then send it out? So it's not like just all on us that we created something, but I mean that she checked it and it was actually correct, and so she can send it out to everybody. What do you think?
I think my mother always told me that you can ask for anything, but just be prepared for the answer. So, yes. I've always it's one of the things that I would never forget. So.
And also, I put in there there's two bylaw amendments we could probably do as a package, and probably more. But one of them is just changing one word where it says that a LSB may make some advisory committees. Instead of may, because KPFA has no committees, the LSB has no committees, we changed that one word to shall. The LSB shall have advisory committees. And then put that they need to have a finance committee, and they need to have a personnel committee, and they need to have a whatever we think is correct. I mean, we could change that part, just one word in the bylaw. And another place is to add a one word is wherever there's an ED or GM or PD, we put it in parentheses, I, interim in parentheses, ED, or interim a GM or interim PD. So when Bill Crozier fired Leslie Radford, the GM of KPFK, and she had a signed contract, he just did it without the LSB input. And he did the same thing around two weeks later at KPFT. And we asked him, why did you fire? Why did you fire? He said, because I'm interim. And my predecessors before me have done the same. So he's saying that because he's interim, he doesn't have to follow the rules. Because in the bylaws, there's no word called interim. So we just have one word. What do you think?
Then well, it's just Lydia Lawrence would have on the line besides me.
What'd you say?
Denise? I said it was just Lawrence on the line besides me. So maybe he has no thoughts on that.
Well, he might be busy or he's muted. Are you muted, Lawrence? Well, anyway, what do you think, Janine?
Yeah, I was muted.
What were you saying when you were muted?
I've been talking all day, you know, because I had to do a 3-hour presentation. So I think my, you know, the things where your teeth are connected to, I forgot what they call them, your chops, right? It hurts. So I'm just gonna chill out, and I got about another 8 minutes, and I got to go.
Okay. Well, what else? What else?
Has James joined the meeting again?
Maybe he's putting his groceries in the refrigerator. I don't know. James, are you there? That's what he said. He was going to go get his groceries out of the car.
Okay. So, well, maybe we can schedule another meeting for a week before we leave or we lose Lawrence. The reason I say that is it doesn't seem like there's enough people to... I mean, I'm not saying that it's just that there's not a lot of participation right now. Would there be just curious if there would be advantage in scheduling it a week from today? Oh, actually, that doesn't work. There's a ton of meetings a week from today.
Yeah, next week is 3 different LSPs have their board meetings, the 2Ws and KPFT. It's really hard to... unless you do a Friday or Saturday, it's really hard.
Well, you know, one of the things the election committee did is sent out a doodle scheduling thing where we got to pick the times. So I could do that to all the members so that we could pick another time in a week that works for them.
James, I'm back.
Hi, James.
Hi.
So, James, this is Janine. We're going to lose Lawrence, so then it's just you and Nancy are the only members on this call. And I'm just wondering if it's really, what items can't wait. Maybe we're better off adjourning and doing the meeting later on another day when there can be more participation.
Yeah, I agree. We just have to end up discussing whatever we're just going to discuss over again. So we might as well just do it once. I would agree with that.
Or we can just do on email and try to do email. I don't know where we're going to... Well, we can do a doodle. I mean, we can ask people. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I think the doodle poll is a good idea. We need to find a time that's, you know, a good number of people can meet.
What is a good day for you, James? It seems like...
You know, Monday through Thursday is very heavy. I'm on 5 committees. It's very heavy with P&D business in the evening. I'm free earlier in the day, but people who work are not. So it depends on who you have. I can do weekends. I know some people don't like to do that, but I can.
I can do weekends, too. I
don't
know.
I don't like to do
weekends. Well, I can do everything, but I've got something next Saturday. So do you, Lawrence, next Saturday at 11 a.m. here, Pacific time. But Thursdays seem to be, you know, next Thursday seems pretty open. So what I can do is next Thursday and Friday and various times and see who participates. And I can also do Saturday, next Saturday, maybe before 11 a.m., Lawrence. You know what I mean? Like the 2 hours before 11 a.m. So that there would be a time slot at 9.
You know, one of the things that this work is doing is I'm spending less time with my son. So I'm really going to take a pass on the weekend meetings. So I just want to let you know. Other than, you know, the things I can pass on. So.
That's fair.
Okay. So I'm going to do Thursday and Friday. I'm going to do Thursday and Friday afternoon from starting at 3 p.m. Pacific. Does that sound okay? At various times and throw those out to the email group, you know, the email members, and see which day works for them.
That's good with me.
I like the idea of the doodle poll, too.
Yeah, James.
Yeah, the doodle poll is good.
Do you think that the PNB will meet on the 10th, Thursday next week?
Hard to say. They are definitely going to meet tomorrow. That's a regular meeting. You know, the surprise with the PNB is when they don't meet. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I have a question. If they meet, what time usually do they meet?
5:30 Eastern.
8:30 Eastern. Like the time right now.
Okay.
By the way, Lawrence, is that thing you're doing on Saturday, is that the town hall?
Yeah, it's a teach-in, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, maybe you can tell others if anybody's interested. My niece's daughter is getting married that day, so I won't be able to be there.
Oh, okay. What's on the menu?
I don't know. It's a good question. I should know that.
Okay, my
so I'm going to do
three. She's making me wear pants. I can't wear jeans.
Michael White, are you able to do on a Friday or Saturday? Friday or Thursday?
I don't like Fridays or Saturdays, no.
Okay,
about
so
Friday?
Can I, Nancy, what I was going to do is do three times as selections to the group. One was going to be Thursday from 3:30 to 5:30, just Pacific, just in case. So that would be 6:30 to 8:30 Eastern. For those who might have a PNB meeting, and then I'll do the same time, 6:30 to 8:30 on Friday, and then also 8:30 to 11:30.
Eastern. Let's keep it in Eastern. 8:30 Eastern Thursday or Friday. Is that what you're saying?
Also 6:30. So 6:30 to 8:30 both days, and then a third option of 8:30 to 10:30 on Friday. Unless we just want to go with a 6:30 to 8:30 and give them two options.
Okay, and these are all Eastern, not Pacific time, right?
Yeah,
these are all Eastern
time.
Okay.
Eastern time,
okay,
yeah.
Thursday or Fridays then. Michael, would you be able to come on a Thursday or a Friday? Michael?
You mean James?
No, Michael. I wanted to hear what he was going to say. Are you muted, Michael?
Thursday.
I didn't hear a Michael join.
Yeah,
I
Michael
heard.
Says Thursday. This is his wife, Carolyn.
Good.
He just like, went
good.
Into the kitchen.
Thank
He'll
you,
right
Carolyn.
Back.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, eavesdrop anytime. Okay.
All right. Well, so I'm going to put those three options out to the email group. Does that
okay.
work?
That's
okay.
great. Thank you, Janine. That's great.
Yeah, we didn't
okay, and
James,
meeting. Yes. Yeah, James, before you leave, please say what you think we should be discussing or something else that I didn't even list down. I mean, what do you think is kind of important to you?
Okay.
Well, good.
No, I was just going to say we could say that on the email to everyone.
Sure, sure.
Okay, so on the email.
Janine, I got a feeling you're trying to move this along, and I like that.
Well, we haven't convened. You know,
exactly.
We're not convened meeting, and we're a half hour into it. So.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so James, I want to be thinking in my mind about what you're interested in that you think we need to talk about.
I think we should have a conversation about how we fill vacancies.
Vacancies.
On the LSBs. I think putting runners up on the board that got virtually no votes, I think we should have a threshold of some percentage of the votes and then let the PN, let the LSB who got enough votes to be elected make the choice. That's just a thought. Needs fleshing out.
Oh, yeah, it sure does. The KPFA.
Okay, great, people. I got to go.
All right, Lauren.
We're hanging out with you.
Good luck.
Take care, James, and enjoy the wedding.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, all.
Yeah, bye-bye, Lawrence. Take care. You know, the KPFA, they have only four runner-ups left. And in the case of KPFT, we've got seven runner-ups left. And out of those seven, I think six would be wonderful LSBs. But some of them are, you know, real new. They've never been on the LSB before, but I've seen them in committee. I think they would be very good. So I don't think the way the runner-ups, you know, like they're way down the list, or I don't think that's a criteria of how good they're going to be, you know, Mr.
I agree. It's a question of how democratic it is. That's all. You could have seven that are really good, six out of seven that are really good. You could have it the other way. And if somebody only gets two or three votes, the question is, might it not be better to have the people who got enough votes to be elected make the choice because apparently they, you know, attracted more people's attention or something. Anyway, it's just a thought, so we can talk about it. But we shouldn't do it now. I agree with Janine. If we're going to, we can do this on the email.
Yes. Yeah, so are you going to make a sort of a kind of a outline of what you're talking about? Or do you want me to make one? I mean, just so we don't, you know, have to, we can be thinking about something when we get these doodles and we see these proposals.
You know, let me put it this way, Nancy. For now, I am content. I'm running pretty fast trying to keep up with the National Finance Committee work. And we have to, you know, we have other things we have to do now involving the CPB money. And we've got to start on budgets all over again as soon as we get the last two budgets done, because it'll be time to start to have them on time next year. So I'd just soon let the filling vacancies rest for now. I think the work that you want to do on extending terms is very good. That's one of the things that the people that keep pushing bylaws say they want to do, and that would take an issue away from them. And I agree that just by the time you're figuring out what's going on and who the people are and what the rules are, it's time for you to go. I think extending for a year would be a good thing.
Okay. All right. Good. I think so. I think it's a cost. The money will save.
Yes. That's good savings. That's right.
Okay.
So agreed.
We'll have a doodle and we'll meet. And there are, you know, there are some Mondays here. The 21st and 28th are empty. There's nothing on it, although it might change later. Okay, so we don't really know about Thursday, but we have done in the past, we've done a reservation on a Thursday for some other committees, and then and we had an understanding of the committee. If the PNB decides to meet, then we don't meet, and we go to another day. We've done that many times.
And yeah, it's tricky. Nancy, I'm just going to say, I think it's tricky to try and do anything in the Thursday time slot where the PNB does meet, because frequently they'll have an emergency meeting that's, you know, only 3 days notice, or, you know, we don't have a meeting scheduled on the 10th, but we could have one as soon as we get into tomorrow night's meeting. So it's really tricky to do that. And also, prior to the PNB meeting, sometimes people are scrambling to get motions together, or, you know, we passed the Texas budget, so I've got to get a motion together for the PNB to pass, to approve the Texas budget. So, you know, that's the kind of scrambling that goes on before the PNB meetings.
Yeah, and then you might end up with a continuation meeting and you need another time space there.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that one, yep.
Okay.
All right, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying it's one of the trickier time slots you could pick.
Well, of course, yeah, Thursday is very difficult. But Friday, I thought Michael White said one time that he didn't want to do Fridays at all. And I'd like to have him because he does come to these meetings, you know. You and Michael and Lawrence. You don't like Fridays? Is that what you said, Michael?
I don't like Fridays. I don't like weekends. I don't like to set aside time at all. But Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays are worse, and there's other things going on. So
if we had a Friday meeting, would you come or you would not? Okay, with Michael, we tried
long and hard.
Okay, all right. There's those 21 and 28 Mondays are open right now. Janine, are you still there? Maybe you might want to.
I'm already creating the doodle
Okay.
Scheduling poll. Yeah. And I'll send it out to the group on the email, and I'll ask them to respond by tomorrow afternoon so I can post it if it's Thursday.
I'd like to make another suggestion that's maybe obvious, but one thing that encourages attendance is when you have the meetings at the same time every time, because people remember that and they can plan for it. When they jump around, attendance tends to fall off pretty dramatically.
Well, we've had this Wednesday for the subcommittee all the year, the whole year.
But, yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with it.
Yeah, but see, like only I sent out a proposed agenda just a few minutes, you know, like, I don't know, 20 minutes before the time to start. I've just been very, very busy with the programming changes. I mean, it's like he took off 5 hours of public affairs every day and added 5 hours of music. I mean, it sounds like a commercial radio station.
That's funny. I just had a conversation with him, and he said it's not true that he's taken any show off here.
Ah, what a liar he is. Oh!
He may have moved some of them.
What a liar. Oh.
That's what he said. That's interesting.
Oh, and I've been and writing down notes for the last 2 days. Yesterday was the big change, and then today. And carts, you know, carts used to be at the 58-minute and the 59-minute of every hour. We'd have a one-minute cart and then another one-minute cart. But what he's done is many, 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 many carts, tiny, tiny ones, a cart will play, and then 1 minute later, another cart, and then 6 minutes later, another cart, and 4 minutes later, another cart, and 12 minutes later, another cart, and 9 minutes later, another cart.
I don't know how that's working out, but he had an explanation for that, too. He said that you've had a lot of old programs on that are not fresh, and you're not, you know, serving the public in terms of giving them current information. So the purpose of that, until you get back into live broadcasting, is to give people current, up-to-date information that they can use. I don't know how it works out. If it sounds commercial, that's unfortunate. He doesn't understand who our audience is. If it's commercial sounding, that's too bad. But, yeah, I'm not saying he's right. I'm just saying that was the reason he gave for doing that.
I don't trust. This man doesn't understand about community. Were you able to hear that show last Friday, 7 p.m. Central Time? Venetia Patel Adams, she's a staff board member, and it's the Indie Media Show. And she played part of the board meeting where she asked him a question. Were you able to hear any of it?
No, I didn't, Nancy. I can barely listen to WBAI anymore. I'm so busy with these meetings.
Anyway.
And by the way, we should probably talk about this online, because I think we've got Michael and Janine here who are probably ready to go.
Okay.
As truthfully, I. It's been a long day, and I'm tired.
Well, I know you don't. People usually don't care about what's going on at another station, and I'm not saying. Well, it's not like you don't care, but you've got your handful on your own station. But what's going on here is just. He took off.
Oh yeah, I've got to admit, you're way ahead of me. Before I got on the PNB, I thought the other stations were all the same as WBAI. I didn't have a clue. I mean, I had some idea that they were different, but I thought they were really basically the same kind of thing, and I have since, you know, found out that they're very different. But you're right. People don't focus on that until they get into the national arena here. They don't. You know, everybody's focused on their own station. That's part of the problem in the network. We're all very parochial.
That's true. That's true. Okay. So,
we're locally oriented, depending on how you want to say it. But, I check what's going on other stations. And, you know, there are times when I channel switch between all of the stations, which is easy to do if you're using the Pacifica app.
To
check in, and I'm actually very concerned about the, some of the West Coast stations. I've heard them advocating against free speech, so that was a
Michael, send me something about that. I'm in the programming committee. We want to know about such things.
Well, you know, it comes under the heading of we have to, you know, censor people to quash fake news.
Sonali Kohatkar was ditching Julian Assange. I can't believe that. And Ian Masters, this man says sometimes things that are just way off, and then sometimes he says something very progressive. The man is not, I mean, is he on BAI, Ian Masters? He used to be.
He was years ago.
Oh, good. You got
and he was doing the same thing then that he does now, apparently, which is dissing Pacifica. He was very negative about Pacifica management, and I was shocked by it. I didn't like it at all. I mean, you know, hey, free speech, okay. But it was like a mantra with this guy. He just, he didn't, he was like a dog with a bone. He didn't give it up.
Well, I am so
anyway,
glad that, yeah. We'll,
this is
we'll
all interesting. We should do this in our emails or in our next meeting. Are we ready to call it quits tonight?
Yes, yes, yes. Janine, are you there? You had to go.
Yes, I am. So,
are you there? Okay, we'll wait for your doodle.
I'm doing the email now, and it'll. Yeah. I've already invited everyone, and now I'm doing an email invite as well.
Thank you for that, Janine.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Janine.
Good night. Helpful. Thank all right. Good night. Thanks, Nancy. Good night, Michael.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, James. I guess good night all.
Good night all.
You are currently the only person in this conference.